Welcome to the podcast, Design Your Success, the podcast where human design and business meet. Every week, I will drop a new episode with an inspiring guest who shares his or her story about their business and how human design has fit in and how it has made a change for them. My name is Nicolena Huizinga. I am your host and I am a business mentor and human design coach. Have fun listening.
Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of the Design Your Success podcast. And today is a very exciting day because I have a very special guest today. And without further ado, I'm going to announce her and welcome her to the show. And her name is Mariana Bliumin. Oh, my goodness, I should have checked that before. did I pronounce that right?
You did pronounce it right. It's beautiful.
Okay, great. Well, welcome. I'm really happy to have you here.
Thank you so much, Nicole. It's a pleasure to be here. And I'm so happy to be part of this community and sharing any little pearls of wisdom or sharing just with each other some light. That's what it's about. So we can continue growing together.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that approach. And I'm all about that, about growing together. So please, Mariana, introduce yourself to our listeners.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Mariana Bliumin Karasik. I'm a dermatologist by profession. I'm a manifester by human design, and I know we'll talk more about that. I'm married and live in South Florida. I have three awesome kids, 7-year-old twins and a 12-year-old daughter. And I have two entrepreneurial ventures, two businesses. One is my own practice, a dermatology practice in Davie, Florida. It's Precision Skin Institute. It's expanding, so it's going to be Precision Skin and Body Institute very soon. And Stamina Cosmetics, a skincare line that's devoted to enhancing skin resilience, brilliance, and wellness.
Oh, wow. I love that. I read that in your application and I was like, oh, wow, this is just great. And typical manifester, because as a manifester, you have the vision and you have the power to create and to initiate and to manifest. And you're doing exactly that. So that's lovely to see and to hear. So tell us about how you got started as an entrepreneur, because I can imagine it's not like happening overnight to have these two businesses. How did you start?
Well, I think it goes back to some form of strange upload that happened when I was a child, to have that innate knowledge that I have to do something significant to make a positive change in the world. I don't know how and when it happened, but all I know is that I'm destined to do it and I'm doing my best to be part of that purpose. And so the best way I could do it is through these entrepreneurial ways, because that gives you really the freedom to be my own captain in decision-making, the freedom to do it my way or our way. So the first business that I started was actually with a wonderful partner, and just, we're still together. It's with another dermatologist, Dr. Leslie Clark-Loser, and we started Precision Skin Institute. So we were working at another practice for a while together, and we befriended, and we realized that we have a wonderful connection, similar set of values together, but we just don't see the kind of practice that we envision at the stage of where we were practicing before. We really wanted to create a wonderful community within the practice, very caring for our staff and patients in a more comprehensive, more high quality type of skincare, and also something very cutting edge. So we're really into innovation, technology, and bringing in some of the more forefront new devices and cosmeceuticals. Anything science and art blend that spoke to us. So we started kind of researching, looking into it. And at the same time, as women, we're also in the process of just completing the training and starting our families. So we have our families to take care of. We have the potential or dream of the business, and we're still working as a dermatologist. So we were strategizing, we were doing a lot of research, and we were talking to a lot of mentors. And over time, we figured out that the community that needed the most this dermatological institute that we envisioned was in this South Florida area called Davie. There's a lot of skin cancer. There's a lot of need for dermatological surgery to move skin cancers. There's also a lot of need for families for acne and warts and skin checks, as well as a cosmetic, the aesthetic aspect. So aesthetics is very important in how we think and feel about ourselves. So injectables, lasers, and skincare. So bringing it all together, at some point we decided this is the right area and we got to go for it. So we combine our efforts, our minds together, our ideas, all the strategy behind it. And then we found a place and we said, this is it. This is a perfect place for us. We got to do it. There's a need for it as entrepreneurs. And then as we are signing the lease, I get to, like, within a month, I found out I'm pregnant. And I said, oh my God, this is not the great timing. This is not supposed to happen at this stage. And then a couple months later, I found out I'm pregnant with twins. And I said, oh my God, this is just like abundance of all this incredible changes in my life, but it's a lot and can I handle it? And so it was really, really scary. With the support of my partner who said, yes, we can do it together. She had kids that were a little older, and with the support of my family and friends and patients that followed us from the other practice, it all came together. But at some point it felt like I had like a whole tornado go through my life, because here's a new business, two little twin babies, and here I am constantly in the mode of trying on my best to handle it all. Mm-hmm. And somehow with that focus of just providing the best care that I can in my vision through dermatology, inspiring and teaching my patients to do good skincare routine, healthy skin, protecting the skin, taking care of it, and having my family support. My parents moved here from Maryland to Florida at that time to help us out with the twins.
Oh, wow.
And they stayed because they fell in love with this incredible weather, except when the hurricanes come around. And I'm really hoping they stay away this season. But yeah. Anyway, it just came together in such a beautiful harmony. Mm. And then time goes on and the practice is blossoming. We're really grateful that the patients here are supporting us. And then COVID hits. And COVID, the pandemic, hit everybody. Everyone was scared. Everyone was anxious. Everyone was going through hardship for various reasons, be it sick or financial strain. And here we are, new practice owners, trying to handle a new practice, and with all the shutdown as doctors and all the kids at home trying to do homeschooling, it was a very stressful time. And it was stressful for me and it was stressful for my patients, because I saw the amount of anxiety they had in their mind and their emotions, and then how that reflected on their skin. And I just kept thinking to myself, we got to be more resilient. We just have to be more resilient. There's got to be something that can help more with the mindset, with the emotion, and with the skin. So then I tuned into my other passion, which is skincare. That's part of dermatology, but I wanted to create a skincare line that can connect both the aspect of making our skin resilient during these troubled times, these tribulations of whatever the environmental or internal challenges that come around. So create that skin stamina, but also connected it to the wellness aspect of it, integrating the holistic aspect of to heal the mind and the spirit and the emotional state that we were in. And that's why as part of my skincare line, I introduced on all the packaging little affirmations, because that gives us that positive jolt. Like, you got this. And so if someone is using the moisturizer and the mist, they can look in an affirmation and be part of that mindful skincare ritual that can uplift their mindset. So that was the birth of Stamina Cosmetics, the skincare line during COVID. And it had its own challenges. But those are the two entrepreneurial ventures that and journeys that I'm still on. And I'm really grateful to be on them.
Oh, wow. I really love how you turned such a thing like, you know, the situation with COVID, how you turned that around and created this other business and into something that we all needed, I think, at the time. Because like you said, everyone was anxious and everyone was nervous about, you know, what's going to happen. And we didn't know what was going on. We didn't know how long it would last. So I love it. And that you also called it stamina. I love that. That's just great.
I think we all need that little bit of like a jolt of endurance and courage and strength through the hard times. Yeah. And I think we forget that we all have it in us. And any little reminders that we can implant those signs. For some people, it's listening to a certain song. Others, it's prayer. Others, it's meditate. We all have those anchors to get us through it. Yeah. Those important habits and this important energy that we create to get us through those tough times. It just, if it could be through skincare, and skincare is something very popular, right? Like people are doing it, it's trendy, they want to use it, but it's about what else can we add to the skincare to help also with the other aspect of our wellness.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. And what I love about your story, what you shared is that, knowing that you're a manifester, and as a manifester in human design, it's so important to know that your energy just comes and goes in bursts. And it's, you have high energy and the energy can be gone. And other than, you know, generators, manifesting generators who have a consistent source of energy. For you as a manifester, it's like, you know, up and down. And when you're on a high on energy, you could just, you know, take on the world. But when the energy is low, it's like, oh, I need help. I need rest.
Absolutely. And it's attuning to yourself through the mindful habits. And some people it's gardening, other people it's doing self-care and meditating, listening to guided meditation like calm, or whatever that takes it, like nature therapy, forest therapy, bubble bath, whatever it is that moment. But then we, in that moment, we become self-aware and you realize, like, am I at that burst of ideas and incredible innovation and creativity, and I need to put all my efforts, like my best ideas come during bubble bath or shower, and I'm like, where can I write things down? Everything is wet and whatnot, but it's just wonderful. And sometimes you're just so depleted and you need to kind of reflect and say, okay, I need to have self-compassion and give myself this moment of self-care to relax, refuel, recharge, whatever that name is, to that state. But then if once I do rest, I will get that energy going again. And those waves come. But are you calling me a little bipolar? Is that what's happening now?
No.
With waves?
No, not at all. Not at all. No, but it's important to know that your energy is not like a consistent source of energy. And for generators, I'm a generator. Other people manifesting generators, and we, together, the generators and the manifesting manifesting generators, we represent 70% of the entire population. Manifestors like you are only 9%. So it's quite a rare design, but it's so important to know that as a manifestor, you have those times where you can be really active, and there are times that you need rest. And it's not being bipolar. No, not at all. Not at all.
I know, but it's a knowing, psychological term. This is more of a spiritual and recognition of your core. Like what is that core? That's
exactly.
And the different vibrations that happen. And I'm really appreciating that you're sharing that with me.
Yeah. Yeah. And moreover, you are a 6-2 manifester, and those profile lines are basically the roles that you have in life. And I love what you do, because you fully, without knowing, most probably, you stepped into the role of the role model, and that's your profile line 6. Because the profile line 6 is the role model, and you are a role model because of the clinic work that you do, but also with the skincare line. So you are a role model, and you're basically the living example of what you want for your patients and your clients. Yes. And it's so beautiful that you do that. And on the other hand, you're also a two, and the two is the hermit in human design. And the hermit is the person who's incredibly good at something, even without knowing. So it's like, you know, doing your thing and being in your own little bubble, doing your thing really, really well while the rest of the world is watching you and watching you doing that thing incredibly well. And and it's so wonderful to see that how that plays out in what you do. It's exactly like one-on-one. You live your design, and I love it.
This is such an enlightening clarification, and I love that you're able to share so that I can understand the depth of again, my core energies and how to kind of balance out. Because it's without you, I wouldn't have come up to the human design idea and wouldn't have seen this kind of affirmations of the things that how I function and the decision making. And it's really nice to have that affirmation, because many times I have these like moments of this intuition, because it's the splenic authority, I think that's the one I am, of intuition. Something tells me like strongly, and if it's like really intense, like I really need to act upon it. But majority of time, it's really fast that comes on. Sure. And many times I dismiss it, and I'm like, wait, no, forget it. It's not important. Let it go. But many times if it's something very important, it will come on and I feel it in my gut. It's like my gut will start churning and turning, and I need to listen. Intuition often, like I have to listen that feeling, and that feeling will guide me towards certain decisions. And then as part of my functioning as a physician and as a mom and different roles and hats that I wear, I see myself making that informative strategy behind the manifestor. For instance, the strategy that was talking and explaining about manifestor, where, you know, if you want people to be aligned with your goals and your visions, you have to give them information ahead of time.
Yeah.
Before, I would be like flying already with ideas and all these things that's going to happen. And people are just like, I don't understand what she's talking about. She's all over the place. It's very confusing. But once I start having a plan and strategy and breaking it down, like even the day before for my patient schedule, I would look over and I tell my medical assistants, nurses that are with me, and like, well, we're going to do this for this patient. We're going to do that. And we're going to hustle through this situation, and we're going to take more time with this. And once there is that strategy in place, and the same for the kids, we're about to start having dinner, so let's make sure we do this and prepare and then finish up with your piano homework. Everyone has to have like a little bit of a pre information before that happens, and then it's just a flow. But when it's too much of that go go go, then I feel like it's a lot more chaos, and it's a lot more chaos for me and others around.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, with you as a manifestor, you have the entire picture. Like, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to move from A to B, and this is how we're going to do it. For you, it's all crystal clear, because the manifestors are like the visionaries, and they are the people who are really quick. But others, and mind you, you're only 9% of the entire population. So the other 91% needs more information in order to follow. So it's really crucial that you do that. And another thing that you mentioned about your splenic authority, it means that your intuition is incredibly well developed. And also, when you work with your clients and your patients, you can really rely on that intuition. And like you said, you know, there are those moments that you can just hear or feel your intuitive elements, like oh I think I should be doing this. But the thing is, with intuition, very often, and I would love to hear if you can relate to that, it may not make sense, that you're like, wait, what is this, you know? And so the intuition may not always make sense, but then it's up to us to actually listen to it and to act on it. And especially, I think, with your patients and your clients, they can benefit so much from your intuition, but it's often just a whispering voice, and it can be really hard to hear and to listen. So how does that resonate with you?
That resonates exact with me because I've been in multiple situations where I feel this pull of those whispers of guidance from somewhere. But on one end, if I dismiss it, it's almost like because the mind is becoming so loud, saying, no, you have to follow the protocol. No, you have to follow the strategy. No, you have to follow the plan. You have to be within the box. But the intuition will take outside the box and keep pulling sometimes. It's just being open to omens and signs. So I'm a big believer in co-creating. So I really believe in the higher power, but I also believe that we can be part of that creation for ourselves in our life. Mm-hmm. So when the intuition will spark, will give me a glimpse, but then at the same time, a sign will follow, an omen. Someone will mention something along the same wavelength, almost like, talk about some book or some individual that have randomly no connection at that moment. But that is something that was the sensation of intuition connected to. I said, this is right. This is the right path, even though my mind says otherwise. So I've learned to tune in more into these signs because I don't know otherwise how to always listen and follow the intuition. Now, again, if it becomes louder and more powerful, like within the gut, and some things tell me like, this is wrong, this is not right. For good examples, like quite a few moments like this that happened to me, good example is during this expansion that we're undergoing with Precision Skin Institute. So we had this incredible practice, but we are so grateful that we run out of space. We have amazing supportive community and the space is just not enough because we need more practitioners and then providing more dermatology and for the comprehensive vision of teaching potentially other providers and our patients having seminars, so having a teaching conference room, and then research to go with innovation. We just ran out of the space aspect. So we decided looking into more space, but the adjacent offices next to us were never available for us to expand into. And we kept talking and negotiating, trying through help of landlord to say, is there any possibility? Can we make this work? And it just kept here, it kept saying, no, there's the leases away. And then we found another space that's about 5 miles away. And just in my mind, I was like, it's just so wrong. It's so much farther away from us. It's a different city. It's so much more investment to rebuild and create this. And I remember we were about to sign the lease for this new space. And I came to my partner and I said, I just have this awful gut feeling that it's not meant to be. Please don't sign the lease. Like, please, can we just go over this again? Can we just review this again? Is there any way you can reach out? And she did reach out one more time to the landlord. And then he did reach out to next door office. And they did come back with this offer. And I said, yeah, you know what? I think it will work out. So now we are expanding into the space. And, it's a growing pains, but it's a challenge. We're meeting the best we can. Wow. But if that intuition didn't guide, I don't know, maybe we would have been struggling a lot more with a much tougher challenge of moving into this other space. So I think it's important that we all use our strategies, our authority, and know ourselves through human design. But there's other ways to explore, right?
Oh,
there's
absolutely.
Brigham, what is it? That psychological test, like you know your personality type.
The MBTI?
And then also like just going deep into like your core values and self-exploration. So just knowing yourself really well with the help of these incredible tools is super important because that way the journey could be a little bit easier and more aligned with the ultimate goal, which is your why, your purpose, dharma, your North Star, whatever that you want to call it.
Yeah, absolutely. I fully agree. And there are so many great tools out there. I mean, I know MBTI really well. I know Insights, DISC, Lumina Spark. There are
astrology.
So many. Astrology. Yeah. Well, and astrology is an important part of human design too. But what I love about human design is that it's such a great combination of spiritual learnings and science. And that's what I love about human design. And I've never come across such a personality tool that's so spot on as human design is. Every single time when I do a reading with a person, they are like, how do you know? How do you know?
Like, and it's like, they won't.
It's in your design. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And I love that about human design too. I agree. Yeah. It's bringing together the science and the spiritual aspect, and being passionate about both is something that speaks to me. And I am grateful that I discovered it through you.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So you were telling me a bit about all the elements that you encountered on your entrepreneurial journey. What would you say were the toughest moments that you encountered, and how did you overcome them?
Right. So, you know, one thing that I have to say as an entrepreneur, we all discover as entrepreneurs, is it is extremely challenging, and we need a lot of stamina. There's going to be many, and people have different names for it, but there's going to be a lot of obstacles, mistakes, failures, rejections, and you have to be okay with that if you're going to start on that journey. And, you know, starting it, I don't know if I was fully prepared for it. So I am so grateful that, having had a background of a lot of struggle in the past, growing up in former Soviet Union, being a refugee immigrant, you know, growing up in the very humble beginnings as a teenager, I think that etched me to have more of that stamina to face these challenges, but there were quite a lot. I mean, like almost every turn, you know, even now with the construction delayed by more than a year. And in the beginning, it was having two little babies and starting the practice, which was like, how do we reconcile? And what's more important? Here's another baby and I want it to blossom, but here's two babies that need me, that are human and most precious, and I dreamt of, and so long. And how do I reconcile to balance that? And some days it's give and take. And also the aspect of you know, fluctuations, these unknowns and unpredictable times, like COVID, like I mentioned, you know, like, are we going to afford the practice? Because, you know, we have to shut down for a few months. Are we going to be able to keep paying our staff that depend on us, and that huge responsibility in their families? Are we going to be able to get through the hurricane season? Because the hurricanes can, power goes off, office stops, there's hurricane, people stay home, and how to sustain through these bumps. So there are a lot of challenges with the stamina. It's been also a lot. Starting a skincare line during COVID, it was very difficult, you know, figuring out the manufacturing and trying different manufacturers, making sure they're aligned with the vision of something that's clean and inclusive, and, you know, ingredients that have scientific backing, and customizing, working out all these kinks, and then packaging, and this packaging didn't come in time, and this labeling didn't work out, and crying in the closet about it, and then restarting, and then refresh start, and this name is already trademarked, so we have to rebrand everything, and this brand is not clear, so let's rebrand in such a way so it is clearly speaks to what the vision is. So it's a lot of touch and go, and adjusting. And I think what kind of helps to overcome all these struggles is being self-compassionate. So when these challenges come up, understand that, you know, it's okay to take time and grieve for these rejection, mistakes, issues, obstacles. There's also realization sometimes I need to fight and defy the odds. That's one of the affirmations that I have in my products too, like, this is not the time to sit around and cry. I need to push through and fight through and have the courage to get through this. Mm-hmm. And then there's the times when you can look back on all the incredible resilience accomplishment that already came before and say, listen, I've done this, something similar, I've accomplished already that, I struggled through this, and realizing then, and then realizing these challenges are majority of the time temporary, because that's what kind of happens. Like, we get so down on ourselves that things are never going to change. It's going to be always stuck. It's going to be hard, but usually it's not. It's usually has these dark seasons and challenging times, and then there's uplift, and again, dark season, challenge, and uplift. And just realizing there's temporality to it, there's cadence to it, tuning in the best you can to yourself, knowing yourself and how to react to these times is very important. And that's kind of how I flowing through life. That's how I'm flowing through life, best I can.
Oh, I love that. It's so true. It's so true. And one of my, I would say my mantras and my key phrases is this too shall pass.
Absolutely.
And it goes for basically anything, but it's like in the negative sense, this too shall pass, but also in the positive sense. So it's really good to realize that everything comes and goes. It's a cycle and it's like a wave and it's all good. But like you said, I love what you said about being self-compassionate and knowing when you can take the time to cry and hide, and knowing when you just need to power through and you need to fight. And I love it what you said about looking back. And that's what my next question is all about. When you look back and you think of success, because I mean, you run two businesses really well, how would you define success?
It's very deep question. I would say that success is a journey. It's not a destination. That's how I would define it. It's a journey. It's different moments, micro and macro moments that are tough. And then there's sparks of joy. And then there's incredible fulfillments. And then again, it's very sad moments. So honoring each one, when it's sad and tough, giving, you know, when it's really sad, you cry, you grieve, you give yourself that moment, self-compassion, self-care, whatever, do your skincare, get your nails done, spend some time with loved ones, whatever those habits that anchor you to give you more light. And when it's really tough and challenging and you have to look back on your previous reasons and fight through, you use your affirmation, you got this, I'm worth it, I got to do this, and you get through it, you defy the odds. And then the sparks of joy, you just enjoy those moments, the big smiles of your loved ones, the hugs from the patients that say, you removed my cancer, you saved my life. Or the patients that, I have my mirror next to me because it's in my exam room, but like look in the mirror and say, my God, my face looks so beautiful. You made it. It made me feel so much better about myself. You boosted my confidence. Now I have that incredible jolt of positivity in me to keep going for whatever the important events that are facing me. I mean, and you take it in. You don't just dismiss it. Okay, great. I walk away. Mm-hmm. No, I take it in. I say, this is what I do, what I do. This is the moments of reward. And then the moments of joy when I'm in nature and I'm seeing beautiful rainbows, so butterflies, so hummingbirds that are so absolutely gorgeous. I mean, all of that comes together, success, that I say life is beautiful and makes sense. And it's successful because it's a journey and you discover yourself within a journey as it moves along.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my mission.
I love that. I love that, that success is a journey. And it's so, so beautiful because I ask this question to each and every guest on the podcast. And so far, I think I've interviewed about 30 people. And now I have 30 definitions of success. And none of them talk about money or status, number of clients, amounts of money, or, you know, anything like that. It's all about something else. And they're all very different definitions. So they are beautiful. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. I'm happy to share. And I hope it brings someone else on their personal legend seeking journey and then defining themselves. Have you heard of personal legend?
Yeah.
Yeah. From Paulo Coelho, The Alchemist. I love that book. One of my favorite books, and then, you know, figuring out what that, you know, why again, it's so important. That is the core. And once they do, then you kind of have the anchors of the habits and the values and the vision and the goals, and that just kind of moves you in that direction. And that move is that journey of success.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, I love this conversation, and I could talk to you forever. But before we're going to wrap up this episode, I would love to hear from you. What are the best 3 pieces of advice that you could give our listeners?
So I really think the number one still would be knowing your why. Explore it through human design and other ways that we talk already discussed.
Yeah.
Just really knowing your why, because I think that we don't spend enough time. We're so on automatic pilot and we go, go, go. It's hectic in technology and busy with kids and work and so many things. But what grounds us in this sort of chaotic world is knowing our why. Through these ways that we can explore ourselves and always that we can figure out how to be in the eye of that storm, whatever happens, the challenges come, and how we can have that stamina.
Yeah.
Also, never stop learning. You know, the knowledge is truly power. And so keep learning from your colleagues, from your family, from your friends. Listen and attend conferences, read books, learn, because that is what brings out creativity and that empowers us to always feel that we can interconnect with one another, and also never feel alone, because I think there's a huge loneliness epidemic happening right now, especially post-COVID. So if we have that knowledge that there's always that team of light that supports us being, you know, on the other side or here with us, we are able to continue leaning on that team of light. So keep learning, lean on your team of light, your family, your friends, especially during the dark moments, the dark seasons. And that's what gets you through the challenges. And that's what gets you to that, ability to discover yourself and the world around you, and to live your life to the full fulfillment.
Yeah, absolutely. I fully agree. And of course, when we talk about knowing your why, I'm really curious to hear your why.
So my why is to really, I see it almost, I know it's kind of bizarre, but I see it as an image of a lighthouse. So I see an image of a lighthouse because I am so drawn to light. And I feel like my goal in this life to bring more light, more not through knowledge, through sharing that knowledge, education. This is part of that purpose, what we're doing today too. And I think you're aligned too. But being able to bring more light and inspire others through skincare and dermatology. That's kind of my passion. And if I could do it through that way and inspire people to work wellness and stamina through that, that is kind of my why. And I'm trying my best to live that world.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. It's so wonderful that you speak about light, because that's an element of my big why, that I want to ignite the light in others, to really tap into their core and tap into their talents and skills and fully embrace who they are and make a difference in the world. And it's so beautiful that you're basically on the same path, but from another angle and from another perspective.
Absolutely. And thank you for igniting my light today.
Yeah. Absolutely. So thank you so much, Mariana, for this wonderful conversation. I know our listeners will love it, and they will want to connect with you. And we're going to share all your details in the show notes. And I'm sure people would like to know where they can get the skincare products and how they can connect with you. So we're going to share your details, and I'm sure they will connect with you. And I'm sure would love to stay in touch, because I love what you do and I love the way you do it. So thank you so much for being my guest today.
Absolutely. I really, really appreciate you. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day. And I'm sending you beams of light.
Yeah, right back at you. Thank you, Mariana.
Be well.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode. I look forward to hearing your thoughts, so please let us know and subscribe so you will never miss the next episode.